What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's Friday, thankfully, because I'm not sure I could muster up the creativity to take this, you know, midsummer hockey blase into the weekend. We are hitting, obviously, day one of August here, Martin. And
yes.
There is but one lonely, dare we say, insignificant date on the arbitration calendar for the
and
NHL.
It's Sunday. It's on a Sunday too. Like that
NHL
poor
Network
arbitrator
needs to go live
to
this.
Work.
That's the only way we could have enhanced programming.
You mean we're not going to talk about the summer showcase with all the World Juniors teams kind of competing?
Next time that happens will be the first time. Yes. So I'm going to guess no.
I've already mentioned it. So that's more than we've ever talked about it.
But
I'll tell you this. I went to summer camp. So the year I got drafted by the Sabres, that very summer, Team Canada for the World Juniors held a summer camp in Montreal. Mm-hmm. And I took it seriously, Duffer.
Oh, yeah.
I was there early, getting the work in, the goalie works or whatever. And then I was with a few of my junior teammates who, when we were supposed to go do a team activity, they'd get on the subway and go in Montreal. They'd go downtown, they'd be gone. And then, like, they never checked. I'm like, how do you not pay attention to like 50, 18 or 19 year old, make sure they're present at the activity you're supposed. It was a different time. We're talking about 1995 here, but still, like, you guys would just leave, take the subway and be gone. And I was too scared to join them. And plus I was like, hey, I really want to be on Team Canada. So I'm going to be first in line in every activities that we have. So they know I'm there.
Did you end up being second goalie on that team?
I ended up not making the team that year, believe it or not. So that's the year. But luckily for me, it worked out well because that year I went to training camp in Campbellton, New Brunswick. What it's called? Campbellton? I think it's what it is. Campbelltown? Campbellton? Anyway, in New Brunswick. Uh-huh. And I got caught. So Jose Theodore made the team and Mark Denny made the team. Mm-hmm. I had a terrible camp. I got caught, came back home just to get a call from the Sabres saying, we need you to go to Pittsburgh. So I got to play, you know, in the NHL. So it worked out. I don't think they would have called me if I had been in the World Juniors, right? They probably would have said, hey, right, that experience is better for you, whatever. But since I returned, they were like, hey, let's bring him up. So it worked out for me. But no, I had a terrible camp. In the winter, in the summer, I was great. But in the winter, I had a terrible camp, and it didn't really work my way.
But did the Sabre game really work out? No.
I had a life experience. That's what I did.
You did.
I got to play in the against Mario Lemieux and Yaromir Jagr, and then I got to play at the Odd, and then I got to play at the Montreal Forum. I experienced my first ever rookie dinner. We went to Winnipeg, and that's where the Sabres were gonna have their rookie dinner at a place called High Steakhouse. You know, the High Steakhouse in Canada. So it was awesome. I tried to shoe check Daryl Annan, and he threw a glass of red wine at my face under the table. I was trying to put some sour cream on his shoes. Like, it was made memories. It wasn't great on the ice either, but I made memories off the ice.
Well, I've actually found myself in a rather historic hockey location today.
Oh, where are you at?
Well, I'm going to give you some hints.
It is not Canada.
Correct.
Okay.
It is in the mountains.
Okay.
And has a distinct Canadian Olympic hockey connection.
Okay. So I would think you are in Salt Lake City, Utah.
West Valley, which is a suburb of Salt Lake City. It is... I am right next to the arena, which was then known as the E Center. Mm-hmm. It's currently the Maverick Center. And unfortunately, just this week, the city signed off on the Utah Grizzlies leaving town.
Oh, no.
This is after 30 years. They have been in the ECHL most recently.
Yep.
But the family that owned the team, one member passed a few years ago, another is in failing health, and it just doesn't, it's not a viable business for the remaining members of the family to be hands-on with. The arena is over 30 years old, needs a lot of work. It will, this Maverick Center, come back to life in hockey terms in 2034 when the Olympics return here to Salt Lake City. But in the meantime, they're going to focus on making, there's one more season of Utah Grizzlies hockey. And once that concludes, it will, the focus will be keeping it as a entertainment venue. And there are lots of concerts that have run through here, which is why I'm here tonight. But so to be curious, that, of course, was 2002 Salt Lake, Canada, ending a 50-year Olympic gold medal drought. It was a stunning
victory.
Remember
the story of the loonie being placed at center ice? Because to make the ice at the venue, they hired the Canadian ice guru or whatnot. They came down and they put a loonie, a $1 loonie, underneath the dot at center ice. And that became the whole, like, oh, man, we're never going to let Canadians make the ice in the U.S. ever again, because that game was... It was an amazing hockey game. 5-2, lots of back and forth. That was the Mario Lemieux letting the puck go through his legs to the back door. Like, it was unbelievable. And one of the best part about it all, Duffer, is that this was the first Olympic break I had been a part of. Like, 98, there was an Olympic break for the games in Nagano. That was the first one. We all remember Czech Republic, Czechia coming back with Hasek and Schmelik. They had beaten Zitnik and Russia in the finals. Everything, there was a break. But in 2000, I wasn't with the Sabres in 98. I was in Rochester, so we didn't have a break then. In 2002, we had a break. So I remember going to Quebec City for a few days, visit my family, and then they came back, and I was in the basement, and watching it on the TV, and it was just unbelievable. So yeah, that was a pretty significant, game to watch and rivalry to be watching on TV at the Olympics.
Well, keep in mind, this was Canada's, chance. I mean, 98 obviously was the first chance and they blew that, but this was the first real opportunity in a gold medal game to avenge the 1996 World Cup loss.
World Cup, yes.
So this was a big deal, and the TV ratings at the time certainly translated that way.
It's funny, I remember where I was, like, specifically for some of those moments. I remember where I was when I watched a 96 World Cup, mm-hmm. the last game, right? When Team USA won and Paddy was on, LaFontaine was on that team, because they returned, right? That was training camp. They missed the start of training camp to come in after. Mm-hmm. There used to be a Hooters on Maple Road in Amherst. So we walked from the Marriott Hotel, which is where we stayed during training camp, and we walked over, you know, Millersport over to Maple, and then went down to the good old Hooters for wings and beers and watching the beers. They served us until the manager got in trouble for serving us because we weren't 21, but that's okay. We still had a few of them early in the game, and that's where we watched the game.
I thought I was going down rabbit holes today, and was not expecting more tales of your underage escapades, and certainly not Hooters, but regardless. So you are, though, an Amherst Hall of Famer. And there is a fellow member of that club who is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Jordy Robertson.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Jordy is fantastic.
Great guy. And in 82-83, he had a season for the ages. 119 points with the Amherst, leading them to a Calder Cup that year. Amidst that historic AHL season, he got his first and only call-up into the NHL with Buffalo. Yep. He played 5 games. He scored a goal. And this is where the rabbit hole began for me. So I'm looking at it going, 82-83. And I look at his game log. I see, oh, his first goal was against Calgary. I wonder who I'll bet you he scored against Don Edwards. And sure enough, look at the box score. It's Don Edwards. And I'm like, that was probably Don's first year not in Buffalo. Looked a little deeper. Sure enough, yes. Not Don's, you know, Don's first year not in Buffalo. And then it made me relive the Edwards and Sauvé connection.
Yes.
And Don would later that year, Don lost to Sauvé when he was with Calgary. Mm-hmm. But the year prior, when Sauvé was essentially loaned to the Red Wings for half a season before he came back to Buffalo, Sauvé lost to Edwards twice in head-to-head meetings then. So, but it was just like, for those that don't know the history, I mean, Edwards and Sauvé were together for a half dozen years as a tandem, the first Vezina winners for the Buffalo Sabres. And it's just, they're so intertwined in my growing up,
yes,
that it was incredibly hard when they were no longer Sabres, because it was, this is what you try to process as a kid. For the, what do you mean he's not on, like, our goalie anymore?
What do you mean they're not together? They came as a tandem. They're a duo. They're playing at opposite ends of the ice. Yeah. Edwards and Sauvé are not together. So, yeah, that's interesting. You know, we lost Scotty Metcalf earlier this year, mm-hmm. and Jordy and Scotty were always two that came to the Buffalo Sabres alumni golf tournament, even though they didn't play a ton of games for the Sabres, but they're alumni. They're part of the family. Big, big part of the Rochester Americans alumni, which the golf tournament's in a couple of weeks and 3 weeks, and the Sabres is the week after. So there's a lot. We're going to see them a ton. But now that you had me go down this rabbit hole of 1982-83, mm-hmm. So Scotty Bowman was the coach of the mm-hmm. Sabres in those years. I just saw a name that I did not realize was ever associated with the Sabres as an assistant coach. Red Berenson,
yes,
was an assistant coach with the Buffalo Sabres.
Before the Michigan run. Yeah.
Before the University of Michigan run. Like, he left 83-84. He was an assistant with the Sabres. And then, starting at 84-85, he went to the University of Michigan and stayed at Michigan all the way until 2016-17. Mm-hmm. 33 years as the head coach of the University of Michigan Wolverines. But he had 2 years as an assistant to Scotty Bowman here in Buffalo before. I had no idea. But no idea that Red Berenson had been an assistant coach in Buffalo.
It's a fun game to play if you just continue with Scotty there and, you know, focus on especially the Buffalo era, but just the other.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Assistant coaches that he had, and then what their careers turned out to be. Mm-hmm. And Marty, I mean, basically, unless I'm missing a few, but like everyone is a hockey lifer. And you think of his era in Detroit with Lewis and Smith, like my good, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, but there was also this Peterborough Mafia connection back then, right? Like the Roger Nielsens and then Mike Keenan extension and Scotty Bowman and everybody had this, they were intertwined. And then they all ended up lasting. And Craig Ramsey, you know, it's truly
amazing.
Well,
that year in 82-83, it was Red Berenson and Jim Roberts. So Jim Roberts was a Montreal
Jimmy
Canadiens.
Roberts, of course,
won like five cups with the Montreal Canadiens.
I could be wrong here, but I think Scotty and Jimmy got connected in St. Louis first.
Yes.
And
yes, they did get connected
on,
in St. Louis when the expansion happened in 67.
Would Scotty and Berenson not have been connected in St. Louis too?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go back and look, but I Jim Roberts was, you'd mentioned about a hockey lifer up until the 2000s, right? He had been in, he was with St. Louis. He was doing things in the NHL. He was, but yes, Red Berenson also played for Scotty Bowman in St. Louis. So 67, when the expansion happened, Red Berenson was with the New York Rangers, was also with the Montreal Canadiens before that. So there's a connection there, but played for Scotty in St. Louis in those years. And that those connection, right? Like you think of, we talk about now some of the coaches in and around the Sabres, right? Like Nathan Peacher with the Rochester Americans. Well, you know what? Like Peacher played under Lindy, and then, you know, later in life, sometimes it reconnects. You had Mike Weber, Steve Ott. You've got so many guys that, you know, have had this. They played, and then all of a sudden, you knew they were going to be coach. And depending on the coaches that you had in your career, you learn stuff. Like there's definitely a coaching tree that happens in the NHL.
Right. And our team of the day is Colorado and Jared Bednar and his, you know, climb through the ranks with South Carolina and then, you know, up to where
former Rochester Americans, Jared Bednar. He was a teammate of mine my first year in 97-98 with the Rochester Americans.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, we are reminded of 70 days now until we are getting to the 70th season of Amherst hockey. And, you know, again, this path that we just went down was with Jordy Robertson celebrating his birthday today. Yeah. Part of the Amherst Hall of Fame class of 1993. He had seven different seasons with the Amherst. Not only won a Calder Cup with Rochester, but did leave and have one with Adirondack as well. So, just a positive influence on and off the ice in the Rochester community. And
the Adirondack Red Wings, Duffer.
Yes.
That was one of my favorite place to play in my first couple of years in mm-hmm. the American Hockey League. Number one, Glens Falls, New York, beautiful yep. area. Mm-hmm. So we used to stay at the one hotel that was like kind of the one older type of hotel. I remember going into that hotel late at night. Tom Draper was my roommate and I. We rushed to the TV just to try to get ESPN2 for NHL Tonight to get the highlights. The TV wasn't working. We called the front desk. They sent the guy up. He was, you know, working with the wrenches and trying to. And finally, when he got the TV to work, the show was over. Like, it's one of those, like, you couldn't rewind, you couldn't do anything, right? You were trying to catch it live. So I remember that, the walk from the hotel to the arena in Glens Falls, there was a Burger King there on the way. That was the breakfast of champions. Everybody stopped at Burger King for breakfast before heading over to the morning skate. But that rink looked like a little mini Joe Louis Arena, mm-hmm. which was kind of cool because the Red Wings farm team was the Adirondack Red Wings, and it had that feel, and the fans behind the benches would have these gallons of bleach or water or whatnot filled with rocks, and they would right behind the bench. It would be so loud in that building. But what a place to play. Remember Norm Miracle, the goaltender, Normie Miracle?
Yeah, do you know why I remember one save in particular for Norm when he was a member of the Thrashers? He did like a Hasek rollover save with the arm, but he did it while standing up, moving from side to side, like at the top of the crease. It was like he was about to go over. He's like, I'm not going to get there in time. And he stayed upright and it threw the arm backwards and it hit the arm. And I was like, what a boy, Norm. Unbelievable.
So in 98-99, we played the Adirondack Red Wings. And what was maybe the second round of the playoffs, I think, or maybe it was the year before that in 97, 98, or anyway. But he, like, played his last game. We beat him. And then he did a lap around the rink, waving the fans, almost to say, I'm done. I'm never coming back here, saying, I'm going to be in Detroit next year, which he ended up being in Detroit. But I remember thinking, like, what is going on here? Why is Norm Miracle taking a lap like he's Michael Jordan leaving the Chicago Bulls, right? Like, I mean, the fans were passionate, very much like Rochester fan base passionate, but man, was the Adirondack Glens Falls, whatever the arena was called there, the Civic Center or something, was was buzzing and it was fun.
Yeah, and you know who loved it there? And it was actually the last time that I was there. And I'm honestly, I had to look it up, Marty. I can't believe it has been this long. But it was 8 years ago that I went to Glens Falls for Dave Strader's celebration of life.
Yes.
This
the voice. The voice, Dave Strader.
This is so hard to believe that it's been 8 years. He was from Glens Falls. He was so proud of that hometown, his history with the game. What a gentleman, what a voice, what a talent. And whew, that was a tough one.
Yep.
Right at the start of that Strait season.
You know what it is too, is that like I didn't know Strays until I got to work with him a little bit because he did some NHL Network stuff. Yep. And, mm-hmm. you know, we worked together a couple of times. But just like RJ and like many legends that have been around for a long time, as a fan, you feel like you know these people so well. The voice, you recognize the voice, even if you're just walking in the room.
Because of how they treat you.
Well, yes.
It's obviously. That's... that's to me the amazing part of it all.
Yeah.
We hear and see them, but it's how they interact with you.
Yes.
That really takes it to that next level and makes you almost validates like why you just continue to listen and you hang on to every word. There's just such a respect from RJ to his adoring audience over the years. From straight
like Sam Rosen with the Rangers who retired this year. Like Sam, like
Doc Emmerich. Oh my gosh.
Doc Emmerich.
Doc Emmerich. If you've never met Doc Emmerich, you would think that he's known you forever. Because he asks questions and he listens to your answers.
Yes.
He's genuine.
Oh. And people that listen to Doc calling New Jersey Devils games, like the regional coverage, or Sam calling Rangers games, like they all feel like they know them. Like, and they maybe have never met them before, but they're like, oh, Sam, like he's part of the family, or RJ's part of the family. Like that's, and Dave Schrader was like that too. It was, yeah, I can't believe it's been 8 years.
Yeah, it was, we were working, I remember we were doing like Prospects Challenge, preseason hockey, and you know, he was very ill, and just remember trying to exchange messages one last time with him and not getting that response and just, you know, having your heart sink. And it's really interesting the way you kind of went down that Scotty Bowman path. And I don't know, we've gone down quite a few paths here.
We're going to get to Colorado because I don't want to put it off until Monday. So we'll get to that after the break, probably.
But they're just, there's so many connections in this game. That's all. That's really what it comes down to.
And what is even better, the month of August is a long hockey month because there's not a lot going on.
Yeah.
But what is amazing, and usually the month of August, is you get a bunch of charity golf events. Like the Rochester Americans golf tournament is happening. Mm-hmm. The Buffalo Sabres alumni golf event is happening.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at the Jim Kelly golf tournament in a couple of Mondays. Like it's just, you get to see and hang out with. So I talked to JP Dumont yesterday, coming in for the Sabres alumni golf tournament. Right. I mean, there's Millsy. Like there's so many guys that will be here and it will be so much fun for that.
Well, and you know, you always kind of want to celebrate the wins. And I know you as former players do, but I'm going to hazard a guess that the wins amount to less than 5% of your forever conversations with these guys, right?
5%. 1%. It's like,
right. Exactly.
And if we mention it, it's because remember what we did after we won that game.
Yeah, right.
Like that's what it is.
But I feel compelled to just throw it out there a little bit as it pertained to Jordy and his birthday today and his history with the Amherst organization, because he was a part of a phenomenal team in 83 that won. And while that was happening, and after he had his NHL cameo that year, the Sabres had that first round sweep of the Montreal Canadiens in 1983 when Bob Sauvé was absolutely standout. And then they would unfortunately fall in 7 on Brad Park's overtime winner.
Yeah.
Right. But there were so many wins that year that were, well, obviously for me, and I'm sure for many others that lived through it, you know, memorable in franchise history. And Bob Sauvé was a huge part of it at that point in time. Now,
geez, people take a minute out of your busy day or whatever. If you want a break from the office, go down and go to HockeyDB and pull up the Rochester Americans 82-83 roster. I just did. And it's like Yvon Lambert was on that team. And he had won 4 cups with the Montreal Canadiens. And he was on that team.
Yep.
You know, Val James was on that team, obviously. Randy Cunningworth was a 21-year-old, probably rookie or close to maybe his second year on that team. So it's like, oh, my goodness. Like the names that were with the Rochester Americans on that year with Jordy Robertson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I lost you.
Yeah, I lost. I I get too excited and I hit the wire. You know,
better call that hotel TV repairman and then hit us on the other side here. In the meantime,
I don't think that exists anymore.
Enter to win a key to the arena. This is so cool. Including Sabres and Bandits season ticket memberships for the 25-26 season and pairs of tickets to five upcoming KeyBank Center live events. Enter to win this one-of-a-kind prize at sabres.com/key. Technical difficulties notwithstanding, we're back after this on Sabres.
We're all good. We're all good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.